This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, May 5th, brought to you by the National Farmers Union. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Over 100 members of the National Farmers Union are in Washington this week lobbying for updated farm policy. NFU President Rob LaRue says farmers left fields to come to D.C.
You know, with everything going on in farm country right now, this is a really tough time for folks to take time away from their operations. But we have over 100 of our members from across the country who understand that it's too important these days to not come to D.C. to take the story directly to lawmakers about why finally getting a farm bill done, getting a strong safety net in there for farmers, trying to bring some certainty back into farm country is absolutely essential if we're going to make sure that we don't lose part of a generation of farmers who are wanting to cut the losses and those new and beginning farmers who are just getting started.
LaRue says even if some of the Farm Bill's programs are updated in budget reconciliation, that's still not enough to meet the needs of rural America.
We need to make sure that the message that we're carrying to lawmakers is what we need out there. We simply can't afford any more of this uncertainty that we have out there. Right now, with the 2018 Farm Bill and the kind of uncertainty about what we might be able to get passed, I can't go into my banker and tell them that, well, it looks like Congress might do this, or it looks like that if we get into a worse trade war, that the Secretary of Agriculture might do this. Those promises aren't going to help me get through this year and into next year.
Christy Seifert with the Farm Credit Council recognizes the challenges legislators are facing and believes they're looking for options.
I think we have leaders who are going to be as creative as they can in trying to move policies forward. That could include the reconciliation process plus additional policy changes later. Because as you know, some of the Senate rules prevent those just cost-neutral policies from going through. And so from the credit perspective, we would love to see some of our provisions, many of our provisions included in a farm bill, such as modernizing loan limits. It's a different credit situation than it was 5 years ago, five plus years ago, right?
On top of a farm bill, Seifert says Congress cannot fail to address the need for updated tax policy. She says there will be consequences if legislators fail.
It'll be another layer of challenge on top of what is already a very challenging situation. They need farmers, ranchers, rural America, agribusiness need clarity that 2026 will have the extension of provisions so important to them.
Ted McKinney is CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture and says reconciliation is not the preferred choice to approve farm policy.
Well, in your own home budget, you look for those larger areas to cut, and the ones you've cited are the larger ones. Now, that's difficult for all of us in Aggieland because we see the value in both. I mean, the joy of a farm bill is that D's and R's, pro-nutrition, pro-farm, always seem to come together and celebrate at the end. It may be a little nasty getting there. So this is new territory. This is the wild woolly west, and we'll just have to see what it goes. But the number that they have to meet on cuts is a very big one. That is correct.
McKinney says it should not be one or the other, considering farm and nutrition programs.
I, like you, don't want to get in a position of saying one is more important than the other. It kind of depends on the time. The last farm bill's ag, production ag, let's call it, was in a bit better position. So I hope our pro-nutrition folks will say nutrition's important. I think farmers say that. We at NASDA, we are supportive of both.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Farmers Union. Uncertainty is growing in farm country. Family farmers and ranchers are caught in a perfect storm. Skyrocketing costs, unstable markets, shrinking federal support, and rising trade tensions. Yet Congress hasn't passed a farm bill. It's time to act. National Farmers Union is calling on Congress to pass a strong, comprehensive farm bill for farmers' sake. Join NFU and farmers across the country in demanding action. Learn more at nfu.org/for farmers' sake. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.